You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're with your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in, come in, come in. I'm so happy to have you here. Welcome, welcome, especially to the newcomers. I'm so happy that you have joined the Secret Vibe Tribe. And Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. This is the place where you get to change your vibration through the changing of these attributes. This is where you get to replace your sight with your vision. And to change your intention with your new vision in mind. Let's get rid of some limiting beliefs, beliefs that do not support the truth of who you are. And let's look at the world with a new sense of expectation. On my last meeting, as it were, I talked about the matrix. And I reviewed the matrix because I felt as if the Spirit of God was compelling me for weeks to go and look at The Matrix, the movie. Go and look at it again. I've watched it several times, but I just kept on feeling this message on a spiritual level to go and review it again. And as I watched scene by scene, I was able to collect four pages of messages. You see, when God gives us a message, He doesn't come down from the sky, okay? He resources Himself through people. And He does that through, it could be something on the TV, it could be a movie on the TV, it could be somebody that somebody said through a friend, it could even be a nemesis, it could be the gentle sway of the grass in the field. God sends us messages all the time because He wants us to come into the truth of who we are. We are asleep. There are many people that are asleep, and when you come into this lounge, it's my job to wake you up, to enlighten you, to open your eyes. So it's by no accident that you're listening to this today. It's no accident that you're with me today, because this is an answer to a question that you have asked. And so if you haven't heard part one, please go back and listen to part one. But there's going to be an answer in here to a question that you've asked. So I'm going to take off from where I left. And I'm going to talk about Judas. In life, you're going to come across a Judas. Or you may have come across that person already. A Judas, as we know from the Bible, he betrayed Jesus. He went against Jesus and handed Him over to the enemies. And what's particularly painful about a Judas is it's always somebody who you know, someone that you hold dear. That's where the pain really kicks in. I know this person. You didn't believe that this person could do that to you. And in the movie Matrix, one of the guys that was in the fold, the part of the resistance, he basically betrayed Morpheus and handed him over to the agents. He killed members of his own team. They totally did not suspect him of any wrongdoing. So when it came, it was all the more of a shock to them. When you are en route to fulfilling your purpose, you will come across a Judas. Not everybody is going to clap you and support you in your dreams. So be mindful of the Judas. Know who you are. It's important that you know the truth of who you are, that you're a child of God, you're a child of the Most High, that you did not create yourself, so you do not know what is good for you. You have to know who you are. You have to get into the Word and know that you are majestic, that you're magnificent, that you're wonderfully made, that God created you as He created Himself. You were made in the image of God. You are a spiritual being. You are an unlimited being that has purpose. There was not a thing that was created without a purpose. Whether it be a cup, a spoon, the floor, the windows, everything has a purpose. So why not you? That is the truth of who you are. And the thing is, if you don't know who you are, you can be used as an agent for untruth. You can be manipulated by the matrix. That which is around us, the system in which we were born into and made a slave to. And at some point, you're going to have to confront your enemies. At some point, you're going to have to confront your enemies. Sometimes you'll have to elude them. And sometimes you'll meet them face to face. And that you can see in Matrix, where Neo has, sometimes he has to run away from the agents, and sometimes he fights them face to face. But as he fights them face to face, his confidence increases, and he becomes more of who he truly is, as he builds up into that confidence of seeing his actions take effect. You see, when you do something and you see the results of your actions, you become more confident in what you're doing. And what I love about the Matrix is that the moment that you become the one, in other words, the moment you begin to see yourself as the one for the path that has been chosen specifically for you, this is where you come into self-actualization. This is where you die to the self as you know it. In other words, you die to the self as the Matrix created it. That is not who you are. And when you buy into the truth, when you now see the truth, it is that love, because God is love, that will restore you. You will then wake up to the real life, because right now you're sleeping. In this scene, Neo's told, when you self-actualize, when you become the one, when you come into the truth of who you really are, you won't have to dodge bullets. You won't have to dodge bullets. And you know, there's that scene where we have Neo and the agents shoot at him, and he just literally just puts up his hand and he says no. See, when you know that you have the knowledge, when you know who you are, when you know the truth of who you are, that you can literally just put up your hand and say no, that's not going to happen. No. And we saw the bullets fall to the ground. Have you been at a stage in your life where you look back and there were things that you couldn't possibly do, but now you're at a place where you're like, no. It's like having that mindset that you did back in the day is like, gosh, I must have been extremely weak-minded to even think that that was an impossibility to me. And now you just easily say no to the impossibility. And so here we see Neo with his hands up, and he just says no to the bullets, and they literally just fall. Mind over matter. Imagine having that strength of mind, that strength of knowing who you are. And so we see Neo self-actualize towards the end of the movie. And so you will see that when certain people come to attack you, you will actually see it as child's play. Like, is this person joking? Your mindset will be, is this person in their right mind to think that they can come to me with those kind of arrows and actually think that I'm going to engage in arrow playing with them, in bullet shooting with them? Because you're so big and you're so above that, it comes to you like child's play. You don't even engage in that kind of energy. You're just like, no. It's like, mm-mm. You say no to the matrix. Say no to the matrix. You know, yesterday, I live in Hackney in East London, and there have been a lot of closures of the back streets in my area, and it's causing a lot of congestion on the main streets because all the cars that would usually use some of the back streets are now being forced to use the main street, and it's causing congestion where an hour, where a journey would take maybe 10 minutes, it's now taking half an hour to get to your destination. And I was thinking to myself, is it me? Am I the only one that's noticed this? And this morning I woke up and there was an article where a protest had been made yesterday. Loads of people had come out protesting against these road closures, where they'd made these road closures without consulting the community. It's like, are we living in a democratic world? And the reason we were told is because, it's related to COVID-19. Like, what is wrong with the world? Have they gone mad? Where are our rights? Are we no longer living in a democratic society? Now we just do as the Matrix tells us? Those people protested and they said no to the Matrix. You've heard the expression, if they take an inch, if you give them an inch, they will take a yard. You have to stand up and you just have to say no. No to the shackles that hold you to the matrix. Change your mindset. Your mindset should be, the matrix should be afraid of me. I am in control of things. I run things here. We run things here. And in the movie, there's a scene where Neo says, I'm going to show them a world without you, where anything is possible, without rules and controls, without boundaries. And I love that line in the movie. I love that line in the movie. And so I'm here, as are many enlightened workers, seeking to free minds. Now the thing is, the very minds of the people that I and many others are trying to save are dependent on the system, are dependent on the matrix, and they will defend it to their last breath. Many of them are not ready to be unplugged. They are part of the system. And those people are actually working as your enemy. They could be the teachers, they could be the police, they could be businessmen, they could be lawyers, they could be they could be carpenters, they could be from any profession out there. Anyone who doesn't have the truth or doesn't want to be a part of the truth can be used, just like the agent in Matrix, to enable their means. You know, when you saw how the agents jumped into the body of these individuals who were walking about mindlessly, they can be used. So anyone who has not been unplugged from the Matrix, in essence, is potentially an agent. When we live in the real world, the reality as God created it, there are no rules. There is no need for rules. We're unlimited beings. And when you realize the truth of who you are, rules are not needed. There are no laws that are required. And when you're ready in your way, you won't have to dodge bullets. You won't have to dodge bullets. There's a scene in the movie where Neo is in the lift with Morpheus and they're going to see the Oracle. And Neo says words to the effect of, like, am I going to be told, you know, if I'm on the right path or the wrong path? And Morpheus says to him, try not to think of it in terms of right and wrong. The Oracle is going to serve as a guide to helping you to find the path to your purpose. So there are certain things that we go through in life, certain experiences that we go through in life. And Spirit is telling us not to think about it in terms of right or wrong, but to see it as a guide to helping you find your path to the truth. You know, when I wrote my book, The Difference, which is available on my website, www.valerieacampbell.com, I was given a message. And the message essentially said, and I heard it audibly, there is no difference between right and wrong. And I got consumed with trying to work out, why is there no difference between right and wrong? But as I mentioned previously, it's the questions that drive us. The questions is what leads us into solutions, into the answers. And what it led me into is the fact that when something happens to me, and it's not often a very nice experience, whatever that is, that I shouldn't judge it as right or wrong. That I should suspend judgment, relinquish judgment, so that the truth can be revealed to me. Because I realize that in my moment of judging it as either right or wrong, it's going to determine how I see this thing, which is based on my narrow perspective. My perspective is just a partial picture. And the God who is all seeing is saying to me, put down that judgment of right and wrong so that you can see the truth. And so here I was, being told by Morpheus, because God resources himself through others, whether it be a movie or the person that's sitting next to you, that I should not think of it in terms of right and wrong, but look at what I've been gifted with. And I have to look at it as a gift, no matter what the experience is, because there is a message in it which serves as a guide to helping me find the path to my purpose. There is no difference between right and wrong. Do not look at it in the context of whether there is a right and a wrong. In other words, relinquish judgment. Look at it as a guide to helping you find the path to your purpose. And in doing that, we are now open. So Spirit can only show us the door We have free will. Spirit says, there's the door. And we have the choice to decide whether we want to walk through it. One leads to truth and one leads to untruth. Morpheus said there's two pills here. One is red pill and one is the blue pill. Which one will you take? The red pill, you get to see how far the rabbit hole goes, right? This is the pill to truth. If you take the blue pill, you can go to bed and wake up in the matrix. You can forget that this has ever happened. Spirit will show you the door. Morpheus showed him the door. Which door, metaphorically speaking, through those two pills, which one do you want to take? So I'm here and I'm giving you truth. Which one? Will you listen to it? Will you take action on it? Will you see how this can be implemented in your life? Or will you take the blue pill and say, this is bullshit, sorry, excuse the expression, this is absolute BS, and I'm going to go back to sleeping. So when you come into the lounge, it's my expectation that you suspend all judgment, you relinquish judgment, and that you listen, even if it's just for a little while. My most favorite scene in the movie, and I say the favorite scene, let me just say more say that it had the most impact on me when I first watched The Matrix, was the scene of the spoon, where there's a kid that sat, a child that sat on a rug outside the kitchen door. I think it's in the living room. And there's a child that's bending spoons, and Neo is observing the child. And the child says to Neo, it's impossible to bend the spoon. The truth is, there is no spoon. And I remember thinking that over again, there is no spoon, there is no spoon. And the little boy went on to say, you will see that it is not the spoon that bends, only yourself. And I remember that played on my mind for so many years. There is no spoon. You see? What does that mean? See, it's the answers that drive us, isn't it? It drives us down our life path, our purpose. And what that has shown me, has taught me, is that we're all one. We're all vibrating molecules. We're vibration. And we have the power to bend reality. So it is not the spoon that bends. It is you that bends. As you bend, as you focus on the matter that you cannot see that is around you, that you are connected with, that as you bend, you literally bend reality. You also see in the scene in Matrix where Neo is in the passageway, and it's just after the scene where the bullets come at him. The agent shooting has shot bullets at him, and he says no, and the bullets fall to the ground. And then afterwards, he jumps into the agent's body. He becomes one with the agent, and the agent basically splatters all over the place. It becomes just molecules all over. And then in the passageway, you see where Neo flexes his arms. And as he flexes his arms, the passageway, the walls bend as well. So as he bends his body, the walls bend. And that took me right back to the scene with the spoon. There is no spoon. You will see that it is not the spoon that bends, only yourself. You are not you. You are one with everything that is around you. You are interconnected with everything that around you. You are vibration. You are energy. Everything is energy. What you do to another, you do to yourself. When you bend, the walls bend. Whatever you do with your mind, you create. That's how powerful you are. And so you must know yourself. No one can tell you that you're in love. You just know that you're in love, right? You have to know it. You know, in the Bible, God believed in me. God believed in you so blindly that he suffered and sacrificed his life for you and me, so that we can have life more abundantly, so that we can know our birthright, so that we can know who we are. One of us had to die, and he chose himself. He ransomed himself because he knew that he couldn't leave us in a world where we were devoid of not knowing who we are. Let us say no to the matrix. The matrix should be afraid of you, just like Neo demonstrated that in that passageway. I bend, reality bends. I bend, the matrix bends. I release, you release your shackles from the matrix. Start to awaken to the world that is around you. And know that you are a being of possibilities, without rules and controls, without boundaries. You know, when Neo leaves, when the parting scene, he says, he makes a phone call in the booth and he says, I don't know the future, but I'm going to tell you how it's going to begin. You see, it is a matrix that fears us, not the other way around. I really want you to just digest what I said to you. It is the matrix that fears us. That's why it keeps us in chains. That's why it shackles us, because it doesn't want us to know how powerful we are. Think of the elephant. I was in Thailand and I saw an elephant, a massive elephant, just being led by a child. And I said, why doesn't the elephant run away? And they said, they've conditioned the elephant's mind from since it was a child, that if it steps, it gets prodded with something hot, which means that's pain. If you come out of this circle, you'll feel pain. And so the elephant has grown into this massive animal that doesn't know its potential. Caught in the matrix of this little circle. The matrix is afraid of you. And when you don't know who you are.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.